Already illegal to drive drunk in Montana.
Come on, come on, come on.
But it's okay to guzzle from an open container while you're driving under current Montana law. Maybe that's why Montana has the highest rate of alcohol-related deaths in the country, which is apparently okay with Montana lawmakers until the federal government threatened to cut off $5 million in highway money.
Wow. So you can drink as you drive,
right?
Just driving along there?
Right, as it is now.
Interesting.
The new law won't go into effect until November, after Memorial Day, July 4th,
hold
Labor
on,
Day.
Hold on, what was that? I had it the first time.
It didn't back up.
Nice machines.
Hold on a second. No.
Come on.
No, I do it manually. Hold on. What are you doing? No. Screw it. We're out of time. I'm sorry, everybody.
But even then, an open container won't go on your driving record, and the fine will be $100 or less.
Good to keep it off your permanent record, Chip.
That just leaves Mississippi as the only remaining state to allow open containers, but that's more of a thinning of the herd thing. Finally, it's going to be a better summer for swimming and boating in Lake Michigan now that Milwaukee has the used condom problem under control.
Yeah.
Condoms people had flushed out of their lives. The city spent nearly $2 million on a new system to catch the condoms that were otherwise making their way through the sewage treatment plant and into a Great Lake. It was over 2 years ago when a fisherman reported seeing a slick.
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Of thousands, a slick of thousands of condoms floating on the lake.
Oh, makes you want to throw up.
After a heavy rain.
Oh, my God. Scott, I'm looking forward to dinner tonight, Buzz.
You should be. Since then, it's been the job of just one worker using a pool skimmer to capture the condoms.
Yeah, God, stop it.
Now a system of two dozen large nets does the catching.
God, that's gross.
Come on in, the water's fine.
Gross.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm a Don and Mike.
That's it.
Oh, man.
We got to go. A slick has been a hell of a day. Yeah. Sorry, Buffalo.
Yeah, bye-bye, Buffalo.
Baltimore.
Well,
tomorrow's a new day, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Have fun.
Somebody woke up the sleeping giant, so we'll see what happens on that front. Be back with a new episode tomorrow, including all, you know, screw those guys who had to scream about it. We never even got the evil Ray Romano today.
Well, we'll get him tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow. As to check out our website, good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ron and Fez are on after America's Greatest Entertainer. Who's next?
WJFK.
I forgot to ask you. Do you want to say anything?
I just wanted to say, in this light, do I look like the King of Spain?
Yes, you do.
This is the Don and Mike Show.